In this bulletin, a senior government minister subpoenaed over controversial union office raids, a legal victory for magician David Copperfield, and Serena Williams returns to Grand Slam tennis in style. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Employment Minister Michaela Cash will challenge a subpoena to give evidence to the federal court over raids on Australian workers' union offices. Senator Cash has been ordered to attend court in August to give evidence and to provide documents by next month relating to the case, which concerns two raids on the AWU's headquarters in Melbourne and Sydney in October. The raids drew scrutiny after the media arrived at the offices before police due to a tip-off from Senator Cash's media advisor. The federal opposition is calling on the Prime Minister to sack Senator Cash, but she says she'll defend her position.
I will comply with the legal process and, Phil, as part of that process, I have issued instructions to the lawyers to have the subpoena set aside.
Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says the situation doesn't look good for the government.
It's cover-up. It's not being accountable to the Parliament. For those reasons, the Prime Minister needs to consider the position of the Minister. If the Minister herself won't make a decision to resign, the Prime Minister should consider the position because, quite frankly, it is untenable.
But Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has leapt to the defence of the Senator. She says Minister Cash should not face the sack.
Absolutely not. There are a number of ministers over many years who have been required to attend proceedings and they comply with that requirement.
Police have issued a warning about an international phone scam targeting thousands of Chinese expats. Victims have received calls from a Mandarin speaker demanding money under the threat of violence. Police say the scheme has netted millions of dollars worldwide. Chinese expats in Australia, the US, Canada and the UK have fallen prey to the scam, in which both they and their families are threatened with harm. A jury in Las Vegas has found magician David Copperfield was negligent but not responsible for a British tourist's injuries that took place when he fell while taking part in a vanishing illusion in 2013. Gavin Cox travelled to Las Vegas to celebrate his 50th birthday and agreed to take part in the Lucky 13 illusion, where audience members have vanished from the stage and reappear at the back of the theatre. But Cox fell outside the theatre while being shown the way by Copperfield's stagehands. Cox sued the magician, MGM Casino and others, alleging they were responsible because the route was covered in dust from renovations. But a jury has found Gavin Cox was 100% responsible for his fall, meaning he's not entitled to monetary damages. To sport, and Serena Williams has made a successful return to Grand Slam tennis with a hard-fought opening round win in the French Open. The former world number one downed Czech Kristina Pliskova in straight sets 7-6, 6-4. Williams wore a tight-fitting catsuit and revealed the superhero look wasn't just for style reasons, given the health issues she's experienced since giving birth to daughter Olympia last September.
I had a lot of problems with my blood clots, and God, I don't know how many I've had in the past 12 months. So it is definitely a little functionality to it. I've been wearing pants a lot in general when I play, so I can keep, you know, the blood circulation going. So it's a fun suit, but it's also functional, so I can be able to play without any problems.
Her next opponent is Australian Ashley Barty. Now the weather: Perth, mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 16. A late shower or two in Melbourne, 15 degrees. A shower or two in Hobart, 13. Fog in Canberra, 14. Wollongong showers, 17. Sydney also showers and 18. Similar for Newcastle, 18 degrees. Brisbane, an afternoon shower and 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny at a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.